To Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Hot enough for you, Mayor?
It is warm, but you know, we waited long enough, Joe.
We go from 0 to 100 around here.
Yeah, yeah, we squawk about it.
Exactly. That's our favorite pastime in New England, right? Complaining about the weather.
Absolutely.
Any special precautions here in the city due to the extreme heat, especially for older folks?
Well, we certainly encourage people to check in on your neighbor and make sure you stay hydrated. Stay out of the heat. I mean, if you can stay inside, stay inside. You know, if you have a neighbor that doesn't have AC, invite them over, you know, at least for a few hours to cool down. So stay hydrated and stay out of the heat.
Yeah, I always suggest folks visit the Kennedy Center. Lots going on and nice and cool there as well.
Yeah, I think the Crane Library is nice and cool as well.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
And be wary of our four-legged friends, too. They feel the heat almost as bad or even worse than we do.
No, that's true. And it's remarkable. Seems like every other night on the news, you see a kid was left in a car or a pet was left in a car. Mm. It's not usually a good outcome. So, yeah, please pay attention, folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't help but think now with the new animal care center that those pets are doing just fine and the people, too.
Oh, I think they're pretty fortunate.
Absolutely. How's that going up there?
As far as I know, it's going well. I only hear when things aren't going well, so it's good news if I don't have any news.
No news is good news, that's right.
Exactly.
Speaking of news, Mayor, can talk a little bit about City Council, the last council meeting before their summer break last week, and approving $8.25 million for capital expenses, some equipment purchases. I wonder if we could highlight some of the big ticket items in that package.
Well, obviously, with 80 municipal buildings, public buildings department, they're constantly working every building. I mean, whether it's asbestos removal, you know, updating bathrooms or classrooms, ADA upgrades, or just general repairs. You know, it's a lot of square footage that the public buildings oversee. So there's always issues. So, you know, Paul Hines, the commissioner there, his department, we could triple that easily every year. Just to keep up with the building stuff, but you know we're in a good place. Buildings are a lot better shape than they were when I took over a number of years ago. We created a whole new department, and we have focused on capital improvements in each of the buildings. So that's a big one, of course. Parks is another one. I know there's some money in there for upgrades on parks, and Commissioner Murphy and his team do a great job. You know, the parks are beautiful, but you just can't let them sit. You're going to be constantly working in upgrading and taking care of things. So I know that he's got some good plans. And, of course, equipment is really, whether it's public works, natural resources, you know, schools, buses. We, you know, you got to constantly keep up with the equipment needs to get the job done. So I know there's a couple of fire engines in here and some cruisers for the police department as well as other equipment that he used day-to-day to keep things going. So it was, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's not. We've done 25 and, you know, $50 million building and capital improvement plans in the past. So, you know, with the budget where we're at, we want to be a little leaner this year. So this will get us through for the next year or two on many of those items.
Sure. The council also, at that last meeting, did approve the housing development zone incentive program with an amendment requiring council approval for any tax exemptions for the Grossman properties on Granite Street. How do you feel about that amendment?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, if the council wants to be on that discussion, I'm fine with it. It's, you know, we look at every project. We work very hard with investors to try to make things work. In this economy, it is not easy. The price of materials is high, you know, the price of labor and so forth. It's very difficult to get a project out of the ground with the numbers working. So, I want to remind the council respectfully that, you know, we've got, you know, you've got sewer fees, you get permit applications, you get housing, inclusion zoning, all of these things add up the costs, and then the council generally wants us to, you know, encourage 100% labor, union labor, and I'm okay with that too, but it makes it very difficult and challenging. So anytime we can use some tools in the tool chest to help us make the project pencil, then that's a good thing. Council wants to be involved in that. That's certainly fine with me. But what I would expect out of them would be an aggressive meetings and hearings on. I don't want to stretch these things out. It's make a decision and move on. So I think it's a good plan over there. Again, we have a major shortage of housing in this region, as we've talked about, Joe, a number of times on this show. Mm-hmm. The number is well over 200,000. And, you know, if we don't keep up with that, we lose the young people, we thus to affect the economy, and then all of a sudden we're all in trouble. So I think it's important we do our part. We can't solve it all in Quincy, but I think these are the perfect areas to cite the density in the commercial area of the downtown. I mean, you're not in a neighborhood, whether it's that project at Grossman's or whether it's the LBC on the corner of Hancock and Hannon, or whether it's the Heinz proposed project on the old Coleman's block, the Slater project, it's right where we want the development. When I ran, I talked about focusing on certain zones and areas, and the downtown was one of them. So we're in a good place, but these things aren't easy to do. And, you know, everyone, you know, the public thinks the big bad developer. That's not the case. These people are investing in our city. They want a return on their investment. Imagine that. That's not a bad thing. So to try to make the numbers work, and it's got to be a win-win for everybody, or it doesn't work if it's a lopsided deal. But we'll certainly have those discussions in the coming weeks and months.
Also, not voted on yet was the proposed land disposition agreement for 1620 Hancock Street. Still some questions about that parcel and the.
Yeah, we'll work those details out. We felt we had an aggressive schedule with you and with the council, so. Kicking it to September is, you know, it's not a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll hopefully get all those details worked out. And keep in mind that block that we purchased, the blighted block, well, not a block, but that parcel, mm-hmm. I should say, was burnt out for about 20 years and sat there. You know, there was never any plan put forward, never a permit applied for. It was a blight on the downtown. So with our Urban Redevelopment District and all the tools that comes with that, we felt that let's get this thing put to use. We were the ones actually that boarded up and painted the front of the building just to try to improve the look of it. So it's time to really activate that block. And I think the Heinz proposal is a good one. He's got a good track record in our region as well. So we'll see.
Also, since last we talked, Mayor, there is a tentative new teacher's contract in place.
Yes, it needs to be ratified by the teachers themselves. I believe that will be late summer, but everybody seems to be in a good place. I congratulate the negotiating teams, both for the QEA and as well for the school side, superintendent and his team. And I'm very happy that, you know, we got there. So congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, it seemed like very amicable discussions, according to the union officials, calling them friendly and even things they looked forward to. So quite a change. First time, I think, in 30 years that's been approved before the current contract expires.
I was pleasantly surprised. Certainly part of the side discussions all throughout, of course, as well as the other members of the school committee. But sure. I congratulate the superintendent and his team. Did a nice job. And we thank the QEA. I know the teachers make up the bulk of our school employees, and they do a great job every day for our kids, and I think this is fair for both sides. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of schools, now that school is out, I'm guessing that it's full steam ahead for the new Squantum school.
Indeed, I believe Karen Naughton has finished up his work, and I think the site's now been turned over to Lee Kennedy, who is the contractor for the building. So they're underway. There's activity going on out there. It's going to be a little disruptive for this year's July 4th Squantum parade, but mm-hmm. that people realize what they're going to get in the end. So I don't think there's much complaining at all. That was an old timer, that building, an old plant, the original part, and then the additions in the 70s were less than quality. It was in tough shape. So excited and delighted that we're moving forward on the Squantum School.
So when the kids come back in September, there'll be modular classrooms, is that right?
That's correct, yep.
And then will demolition take place at that same time?
Yeah, I mean, the site will be in a it'll be well coordinated. Yeah. Lee Kennedy is an excellent contractor, a very large contractor. So there'll be things happening on site while school's in session, mm-hmm. but it'll be isolated, insulated. I look back at the Southwest project. I mean, yep. literally, the building was next to it, and modifications made, and you know that project went flawless. So I know we've got a good team on the city side as well, public buildings, Paul Hines and his crew, our outside contractor that oversees, and then of course the building contractor, mm-hmm. All working together seamlessly, making it work. So I don't see any challenges. We certainly encourage people that obviously drop off, that they follow, you know, the rules that'll be in place for September. That's what the problem start is, when one or two people don't do it right and others follow, and all of a sudden you got a major traffic jam. So there's a reason, you know, that the new rules are in place, and that goes for teachers and where they park, and it's a tight site, so we got to get it right, and we appreciate everybody's cooperation.
Yeah, I encourage folks, squantumschool.com is a complete website dedicated to this project, and you can sign up for updates almost on a weekly basis. It's very helpful.
Indeed.
Mayor, I wish you a cool day.
What else can we say? You too, Joe. Thank you.
We'll see you in the sprinkler.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.